successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Looks like one ship was saved today, a relationship.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Barry the Boater, Mike the Mariner, and Captain Chuck, who's a looper, or cruiser, I guess is what his wife prefers to call him. But he's done it 4.5 times, which is just doing it once is like a bucket list kind of item for a lot of boaters around the world. The fact that you've done it 4.5 times, Chuck, is impressive, to say the least. And when you took your, it was a Bayliner, you said 39, right?
Yes.
So when you first got your hands on that vessel, was that the plan from the get-go? We're going to buy this and go on the Great Loop, or how did that come to be exactly?
That was exactly it, to buy the boat and go do the Great Loop.
Yeah. And go ahead, Barry, what?
Had you boat before? I mean, did you have other boats in the past, or was this a change of lifestyle? We're going to do something new. Hey, let's go buy a boat.
It was kind of like, let's go buy a boat. We worked up to it a little bit. We did search a little bit for boats we thought we'd like, and then we've never had a boat, so we never knew what we didn't know what we was looking for. So,
really? It was just kind of like that big dream, like, hey, let's go live on a boat for a while kind of deal. And you just dreamt it and did it. Is that what happened?
Pretty much. But we'll tell you that one person's dream might be another person's nightmare.
Yes, we've heard that more than once on this show. So, your case, though,
that happens to me all the time.
Well, yeah, but you accomplished the loop 4.5 times, so obviously it worked out pretty well in your case. But was it a little rough sailing there at the beginning, or what?
So I still worked, and we bought this boat, and we bought the boat in 2012. We hired a captain to teach us how to start it up and park it, and that first summer, and I, of course, in Illinois, it gets cold, so we had a short season there. And then in 2013, I retired, and we spent some time trying to get the boat fixed up and learn how to park it again.
Yeah.
And then we, my wife says, and she's sitting up there, she says, let's do short cruises. That loop's just too big. Let's just do short cruises. And I said, the loop is all short cruises. They're just end to end.
Well, there you go.
It's true. It is really true. Maybe she felt she wanted to have a way to get back home if this wasn't working out.
Well, she could get off at the next.
Trains and automobiles.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Stop. But yeah, you would just go for a day or so and then go to the next marina and just work your way around kind of thing. That's kind of how it works, isn't it?
Yep. That's how.
Mm-hmm. And did you join the Loop Association that you were talking about to kind of.
We did.
Get familiar with how to do this effectively and not end up, becoming a statistic or one of those boaters that we talk about on this show periodically, or what?
We did. We joined the America's Great Loop Cruisers Association.
Yeah.
Put our flag on the bow of the boat, let everybody know that we knew how to drive the boat. Of course, as soon as we pulled in any place, they knew better.
You got the flag, but then not necessarily all the skills, and they could.
But then, you meet fantastic people that have the same, are going in the same direction, and with all different kinds of boats, and it's just really, really good. You know, where you're not really alone. You know, somebody says,
it's a community, like you said. You just it feels like family. After you get in there
most
for a
of
while.
The time you're in protected waters, so if you're going to sink, you either turn left or right and just beach it.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Well, there's that. Yeah, I mean, so the first time you did it, I mean, you know, you never can repeat the first time. And I'm not just talking about boating, if you know what I mean there, Chuck, but I digress. You know, when it comes to doing the Great Loop, I mean, what is it, the first time that's most memorable? Is that because of mishaps, or is it just because, you know, you experienced this, you know, with your wifey there for the first time ever, or what?
Well, it was, you know, it was a first time, for both of us to do anything like this. So our idea was, or my idea, when I told her that we're going to do this, or ask her if we could do it, actually.
give me permission, please.
We're going to need some transcripts for that.
If this doesn't work, we'll sell the boat in Peoria.
Yeah.
Now, from where our marina is, where we started from, the first day is Peoria, and it was a pretty long day. And we had our daughter and son along with us for that first day. And then after you just pick up the next day, it's like you said, it's a 6,000 mile journey, but it's only, you only take it one day at a time. And we traveled with people that had every, like almost every minute planned out for the next 8 months. And we had, we didn't even know what we were going to have for supper.
You're very spontaneity.
You know,
kind of
something
minded.
Winging it like that is fine if you have the resources to do that. It's probably the best type of boating. You're not rushing yourself. You're not pressuring yourself. You could wait for the best weather openings. You can call ahead at the next marina and make sure there's going to be a slip available if you don't want to, you know, throw an anchor out and sit in the bay or something.
Right.
Yeah.
You just had a lot of freedom. In that regard, yeah, no time restraints. Yeah. Is that the case pretty much there, Chuck?
Yeah, pretty much. You didn't have any time constraints.
Right.
We'd like to have a little more common sense to go along with us, but you know, time.
Well,
is okay.
That's the balance between planning and going by the seat of your pants, I guess. You know, it sounds like you found a balance. And you had some people that joined you that really wanted to have everything structured out, and you just found your own way and created your own flight plan or float plan, I should say, for the loop and kind of worked your way around it. So on that first one, I mean, was it the most memorable of the four just because it was the first, or not necessarily?
Oh, no, it was more exciting because every day was something you've never seen before.
Right. Yeah.
You say, well, my wife likes water and trees, you know, it's water and trees, but they're different waters and they're different trees. And so every day, you know, it's a new adventure. What's going to happen today?
Right.
And never thought, you know, we never thought any bad things were ever going to happen to us. We just thought there's always going to be good things going to happen. And we always met really good people that like I said, our boating experience was pretty limited. And so, we knew this going in, and anybody that taught us anything or everything, we really enjoyed it, and they were most gracious on helping us out.
Yeah. I mean, when you had an issue, you just got on the radio and called a fellow boater. It's like, hey, I'm having some problems in the head. What do you suggest? That kind of thing.
Go overboard.
You got no buckets?
Yeah, well, right. Okay. See, I think there, I nailed it. I think I pretty much predicted that one. Yes, Barry, what do you think?
on that first trip, you're going around. Did you have any issues with the boat itself?
Okay, we'll find out next right here as we talk about doing the Great Loop on the World of Boating. Stay close.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the boating world? Well, look no further than the World of Boating Radio Show. Just like you, thousands of boating enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to worldofboating.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.